What's up, motherfuckers? It's me, Greg Miller. This is a Greg Way. I came in the studio to record it, and then I thought I heard somebody back here, so I'm behind the video wall right now, seeing if I'm alone or not with you fucking sons of bitches, people of bitches. We got lots of ladders, so whenever we want a ladder match, we can do that. That's pretty dope. No, I was wrong. Nobody's in here. It was just my imagination playing tricks on me. Hey, they're getting ready to record the X-Cast, as you can see. I'm getting ready to run home and work from home so I can be around for Ben's dinner. And I'm speaking in a college class tonight that I didn't forget about. But I was like, this morning I was telling Jim, like, on the way out, I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, I'll be there for dinner. And I guess I will be for the first 20 minutes of it. And then I got to go talk in the class. But I'll be home early, which is great. And then tomorrow we're doing a Miller family coffee date where we all walk to the coffee shop we like and have – we all walk. Me and Jen walk to the coffee shop and push men and then have – coffee and lunch. You gotta make time, you know? It's the thing of, I'm a workaholic, and if I had my way, if I was left to my own devices, I would just be in this goddamn beautiful studio 8 a.m. to fucking 6:30 p.m. But you gotta break it up. You gotta do it. You know what I mean? So I'm happy to go home and see Ben tonight. Obviously, these are moments I don't get back. I'm happy to go to breakfast and come in later tomorrow. And, like, later means I'll be here, like, 9:30, which isn't a big deal since I'm not on KFGD, so who cares? I don't know if you're an audio listener. I've been holding up Mjolnir this whole time. We got the God of War Collector's Edition yesterday. I'm sure you all saw the unboxing. YouTube. Nope, that's not right. TikTok. My Instagram. Twitter. It's out there. And so I've been carrying it around because me and Mike just did God of War stream. Which, I'll tell you what, I still feel like I'm bad at video at streaming. Like, I don't know. You know, I feel like I'm good at playing a game and talking about a game on a podcast. I'm good at, hey, we're playing Fall Guys, Nidhogg, something competitive, and we're going to stream that, and I can be fucking crazy. But just playing a story-based game and talking, I don't feel like I'm making good content. I feel like I tell a story about God of War, I answer a chat question here or there, but then there's long periods of silence, and I just don't feel like I'm great at it. I don't even feel like Mike's having a good time. I don't know. I originally just want to talk about how cool I thought this was, but then I got into this, talking about what I thought this stream was. You know, I like doing streams. I just don't think I'm great at doing story-based ones. It's the same reason the Infamous thing stopped, right? A long time ago, we tried to do an Infamous full playthrough, and then we started it, but then Ben was going to come, but then we were doing it, but then nobody really cared, and I didn't feel like I was making good content, and I wasn't having a great time. But special occasion for God of War, and obviously, so much more we can talk about. I thought I could flip the camera, but I can't. You can see it over there, right there. See everybody watching what we watch. But God of War is a great game. And remember, full disclosure, they sent me the collector's edition for free. Still very impressed with his hammer. I've been using it all day, carrying around, talking to people, pointing to people when I have questions. I go, hey, cool, Greg. What platform would you want that game on? But it's good. Makes a good noise. Probably could break this glass. I probably shouldn't knock on it. Nick will get mad at me. Kevin will get mad at me. Barrett would get mad at me. Everybody get mad at me. I decided to record this in portrait mode. Let me tell you, that was a mistake. That was a big mistake because I can't even show you the full hammer, you know. But yeah, man, collector's editions is where I was going with this again. I feel like 98% of them are just trash, and I know so many of you love them and collect them, and so I'm not talking shit about it. But even the ones I've been excited for, a DC Universe Online, if you will, I mean, it's a Batman statue that's really flimsy and crappy, right? You know, I bought my own hard-earned money, the game I'm in, Ghostbusters Spirits Unleashed. I bought that collector's edition. That's a cool one because it comes with the Tobin Spirit Guide, right? And there's never been a physical manifestation of that. So to have that, I enjoy because I can put it on my bookshelf and have it. But inside, you know, it's the game, which is cool because most games don't come with the thing. Some stickers and a poster. It's like, whatever. There might be something else I'm forgetting. Oh, there's like in-game stuff too, like digital code stuff. Whatever. But this God of War one, man, I'll tell you. This is a nice-ass hammer. I'm going to futz around with this for a long time. It's nice because, of course, you know, I had the Thor hammer I used on in the old studio. That was obviously like a children's Halloween costume thing. So I would have expected that to feel like this. I would have expected this to feel like that. But instead, this has heft to it. You could hurt somebody. I could break the tile. If I threw really hard, I'd break a tile. No problem. On the video wall, if you're an audio listener. Another thing I want to make sure we're all taking care of you audio listeners. I was listening to one of the podcasts lately and somebody was describing a video game. And when I say describing, I mean they said, I'm playing this game and it's cool. And they didn't say what the game was. And I was like, I can't picture this video game. That's a problem. We're always trying to be better. It's a delicate balance around here. But everybody's doing a great job. But yeah, collector's editions, right? I think of this one, and I think of... I liked the Infamous... what was it? Infamous 2, I guess? Special edition that came with the bag. Remember that? That was cool. The bag was nice. And then even... Yeah, that was the one that had the Cole statue, right? The Cole statue wasn't too shabby either. But again, like... So many games I do love come out and have collector's edition stuff, and it's just not that cool. Batman, remember that Arkham game where it came with the Batarang? That was a cool Batarang. Jeff Keighley had it up behind him, I think, to this day. It's cool stuff there. But collector's editions are so hard because it's just like... I guess that's the other thing, too, of like... You figure, we got this God of War collector's edition, right? The only thing I care about from it is the hammer. The map we gave to Barrett, the dice we gave to Mike, like... There's something in there for everybody that's different, I guess, but... I guess Persona 5... I got a collector's edition of that too, right? And it came with the bag. I used the bag for a while. I guess I want my things to be practical, he says as he holds a Mjolnir that is not practical and he'll never use in real life. But when your collector's editions comes with something I can use every day, like a bag, cool. Comes with a nice statue, but statues are so hard to do. So hit or miss on what you're going to get out of them. Collector's editions are hard. I guess that's the main thing. And so far, for what I would want out of a God of War Ragnarok collector's edition... Thor's hammer's pretty cool. Really can't wait to talk to y'all in a spoiler-free or a spoiler capacity for God of War. Of course, we're doing the spoiler cast with Eric Williams from Sony Santa Monica. We record that on Monday, remember? So this weekend, play your hearts out, and then make sure you send kindoffunny.com/psily questions. But there's so much to say about everything God of War related, and I feel like at this point you can't say any of it. I just want to make references. I want to make little jokes to you. I want to ask what you thought of certain things in the game, but I can't do it. So I just have to just keep twirling my hammer. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get in the car and go see Jen and Ben and work from home a little bit and hopefully get some review codes I'm waiting on. That'd be nice to get back to doing the thing I need to do. But if I don't, I'm just going to keep platinum in God of War. So no big deal. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, it's been my pleasure to serve you.